So good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Magnolia Public Schools Stakeholder and Community Engagement Committee meeting. My name is Jennifer Lara. I'm the Executive Assistant here at Magnolia Public Schools. Before we begin, two reminders. First, this meeting is being recorded. And second, if you're a member of the public and you would wish to give a comment during the public comments section of this meeting, you're more than welcome to state your name. If it's something you feel comfortable in doing so, you do not have to state your name. However, as a reminder to our board and staff, please state your name before speaking. And with that, we'll begin tonight's meeting. Today is Monday, May 10th, and the time is 6:06 p.m. With that, Ms. Gonzalez, can you please call the meeting to order?
I'd like to call the meeting to order on March the 10th, 2021 at 6. I don't have the time frame. It's 6:05 p.m.
It is now 6:07 p.m.
Okay.
So that's when we'll call the meeting to order. So with that, I'll record roll call quorum. With that, Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Dr. Yapano?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Thank you to our board members. We have quorum. Next on the agenda, we'll move on to public comments. As a reminder, you're given 3 minutes to state your comments, 6 minutes if translation is needed. We did not receive any public comment form for this meeting. However, if you want to make a public comment, please unmute yourself now. Okay, if there's no public comments being given, we'll move on with the agenda. Next, with the approval of the agenda, the motion is to approve the agenda as presented. Would a board member like to move the motion?
So moved.
Thank you, Dr. Yapano. Is there a second? Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. And now take roll call vote. Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Dr. Yapano?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Thank you to our board members. The agenda has been approved as presented. Next, we'll move on to the approval of minutes from the Stakeholder Engagement Committee for May 7th, 2019. Would a board member like to move the motion?
Yes, I'd like to move it, please.
I'll second it. This is Sandra.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias, for seconding. I'll now take roll call vote. Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Dr. Yapano?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Can I make a public comment? Still?
Yes, hold on, give me 1 second. So the minutes for May 7th, 2019 has been approved. Yeah, Dr. Yapano, you can make a comment.
Yeah, I feel like Charlie, and my Charlie's angels are Sandra and Diane. I love this committee. I think they're going to do great things together. Thanks so much for working with me on this.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks for your comment, Dr. Yapano. So we don't have it on this agenda, but do any of our board members want to make any comments before we move forward? Okay, if not, we're moving on to the recommended action items, starting with 2A, creation of the MPS Development and Stakeholder Committee. This will be presented by Mr. Soto, our Director of Development and Communications. Mr. Soto?
Yes, hi. Thanks for that, Jen. Good evening, board members. Again, this is Ismael Soto, Director of Development Communications. Good to be with you all again. I know we recently met to discuss this item. I'm really excited about the creation of this new Development and Stakeholder Committee. What you have in front of you in terms of the board cover sheet is just a revised version from the previous that includes, if you don't mind scrolling down, Jen, to the new charge, which really encompasses all of the facets of this new committee, or revised committee, I should say. And really what you'll see is you'll see the charge for the development. So if you scroll down just a little bit further, Jen, right there. So if you'll see the familiar items from the last conversation we had, which is the development. Again, if you look, the first one I think is the key one, which is actively leading and identifying prospects, making introductions, requesting contributions, expanding the reach of the organization to develop new resources. That's the key charge for this committee. Everything else, of course, are important ones, but these are all important. And one that I know Dr. Yapano has taken under his own belt, most recently as of last week even, is number five, setting the give or get base, right? And pushing that out there. I want to publicly thank you for that, Dr. Yapa. Now, I know it's been something that you've taken on and sent out even on your own LinkedIn, social media pages, and really getting that out there to, again, really create a culture.
Yeah, I'll post it tomorrow. Yeah, Tuesday to Thursday is the optimal to post. Tomorrow around 11, I have everything set up to go. Let's see how much we can raise.
Yeah, kickstarting that is going to be key. So again, all of these efforts are important. Would you mind scrolling down a little bit more, Jen? So you'll also see the charge that has been put for like stakeholders. Hope you've had a chance to read that. Keep on going. There. So these are just items that are fold over from stakeholder committee. One thing that just as a note, there wasn't an official like description of the stakeholder committee that was presently or previously done. So I pulled from just old documents and just information that I've known about this committee and I've included it. So if you'd like me to make any kind of revisions, please let me know. I will happily do so. But I obviously capture some of the important things like internal and external stakeholders, day-to-day work, you know, what that really means. Stakeholder surveys, which are really key to the work that we do in the stakeholders committee, looking at all three of our stakeholders, parents, staff, students. The advocacy work that we do outside of the four walls of our schools, we know that's just as important as the stuff that happens inside the four walls as really true community schools and with community partners, both at a local and statewide efforts, also district-wide and what we do with them. I also included PACE, or parent and community engagement, something that we launched as a 2.0 version of the Dean of Culture position, right? Where we really looked at creating like on the ground, parent and community engagement coordinators and programs that really help support our schools with their families. And so looking at that, I've included some of the pieces of the work that we do within PACE across Magnolia and how we should as a committee look to support those efforts for across all of our schools, of course, and including, and of course, not forgetting our Dean of Cultures, providing resources, attending events. Committee members here, I would love to have attend events when possible, of course, when we're able to open up our doors again and be in safe spaces together. But, you know, attend events to really be a presence, right, with our communities and, again, our parents. And then the personnel piece, I've added that as well to this document that didn't exist in the previous from last week. Ensuring best structures to retain and seek really good talent, design structures for that, increasing employee engagement, how we can do that. Growth opportunities and development for our staff and leadership. Of course, ensuring that we're compliant across all different sectors, state, federal, and of course, Ed Code. And then finally, formal recruitment processes for proactively sourcing versus like reactive recruitment. We do that a lot with enrollment marketing as well. Nothing's really changed in terms of the time requirements. It's very much in alignment. Reporting's the same. The chair of this committee will report out to the entire MPS board each quarter. Community member selection stays the same as the last report, and term of office stays the same. I think I see a typo. I've got a development and stakeholder committee under term of office. But with that, that is really the updates that I have from our last conversation. I know that it's up to the committee here to cast a vote and move this forward to the Thursday full board for approval. And once that happens, then we can start the work. So with that, I'm gonna pause. I'll hand it back over to Jen, and happy to answer any questions or take any comments.
Thank you, Mr. Soto. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public regarding this item? If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments?
I have some comments. I would like to thank you, Mr. Soto, for leading this effort. I just loved how this idea came through the committees and become the final idea of merging these two committees together. And I love my teammates and I just would like to thank Jennifer and yourself and everybody else who is involved in making this a reality. From an idea that we had together, remember, and then we took it to the nominating committee, and then at that meeting we had ideas of naming the committee. We were going to create a separate committee, but then Sandra had an idea of merging these committees. So everything was so productive, so well executed. I want to thank everyone who was involved in this, Sandra, Diane, Ismail. I think I'm really pleased with the outcome. Now we need to get to the work. So we have done the ground. We have set the stones in the ground, but we now need to build upon it. And I would love to challenge all of the committee members to contribute as much as they can. I thank you again. I'm really happy to be part of this family.
Thank you, Dr. Yapan. Any further questions or comments from our board members?
I just want to piggyback on what Dr. Yapan said. So I'm really excited. And I have so many plans, as we spoke with Soto the other day. So I'm just excited to get ready and do what we need to do. And in my aspect, just work with the parents and families and other committee leaders and see what where this will take us.
Ishmael, what I'd like to find out is, as board members, and we don't have that many, but if each of us should be able to donate to start our fundraising, it really should come from the board, you know, to be able to start this and get it going. I really feel that, you know, a lot of times board members have dues that they have to pay, but since we don't have dues, we are all voluntary. I really feel that it's part of our obligation, really, to be able to put some money in to start our funding off for fundraising.
I agree. Yeah, I think the give and get campaign that Ismail has started just does just that, Diane. Either we donate or we find people who donates. On to just whatever money we can bring in to Magnolia as board members counts, right, Ismail?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Thank you, Dr. Yapan. Yes, Ms. Gonzalez, good to be with you tonight. Yeah, that's exactly right. I 100% agree with you. It really does start at the board level and trickles its way down. I think we have to set the standard at the board level, and that's why I think that's where all of this really started in terms of a conversation many months ago, where I just proposed this idea of really kind of prioritizing this at the board level with folks in the board, Dr. Yapano, Alfredo on the team, to say, hey, if we're really gonna shift this culture of giving at Magnolia, it really has to start at the board. And really one easy way to do it as an entry point, low hanging fruit, is a give or get campaign. And if you can't give it, it's okay, you get it, right? And I think to Ms. Covarrubias' point, it's a matter of just rolling up our sleeves sometimes and reaching out to some of the networks that we have and saying, hey, I might not be able to give it, but I know who can get it, where I can get it. And I know I can find organizations within my network to give it. So it's 100% important that we start at the board. And we set that precedence with the rest of our home office teams, our school teams. And it really sets this really nice snowball effect. So I'm hoping to build on that this year. And I can't wait to get this work started next year.
Do we have a letter that we can send out to our philanthropic people or our guests or whoever it may be that we would like to get donations from? Because usually that's a nice way of doing it, to be able just to send them a letter explaining who and what we are and go from there.
Yeah, that's another good question, Ms. Gonzalez. I think what I will start though is to have us take a step back a little bit. One of the things we want to do first is we want to get a list of what we call qualified donors, folks that we've already engaged with. We know they have the giving power, and start to really collect that list and build it out before we start making a preemptive ask. I want to be able to really cultivate those relationships in advance because, you know, people don't like to give to people they don't know. And so we want to make sure we develop those relationships. And you know, we got to think of this as a marathon. This is a long road and it's a long runway and can't, you know, go for these sprints. So I completely get what you're saying. Like, yep, I got a list of folks who, and I just want to quote a rabbi from the last board meeting, like, I'm going to open up my list of rich friends, right? And that's awesome. but we want to get that list and put them in what we call qualified donors, look into them, see what kind of giving patterns they have, and then establish an ask down the line so that instead of that $200 ask, we can maybe ask for a $2,000 or $20,000 ask down the line. So we build up and we cultivate those donors. So if you have those folks in your Rolodex, I'd love to know who they are.
Soto, I have a question as well. So what about, I understand both sides, but what about if they're just willing to donate just because they know you on a personal level and they don't want, that's not the proper word. They just feel more comfortable dealing with you than a whole organization. Is there a way we can just work with those people? Because even if it's $200, it's $200 more than what we had before.
And I think the simple answer is, if you recall the email that I shot off last week about the give or get and, you know, challenging the board, that simple link that I've included takes folks directly to the donation page. And if they just want to just jump right in there and give a quick $20 or $200,000, they can do that through that portal, and it goes directly to the fund, the give or get. So and or just general donation funds. So that's the easiest way to do it. It allows us to also, from an accountability standpoint, be able to track this. So it makes our CFO Sardar and his team very happy to know that we can track these things, create reports, and be able to send out thank you letters as well. So that's the easy.
I'm sorry. And the link comes with the tax number.
The tax numbers are typically at the bottom of all of the donations. It's just the IEN number. Yes. But there's no auto, and I checked with our website provider. Unfortunately, they don't do like an automatic reply, like, hey, thank you for donating. And that's something we got to do in our.
Okay. Yeah, because I like Rabbi said, you know, like one person, you might know somebody, and then that person might know a lot of people. Yeah. Then we can probably get some people on your list that you wanted more organized, but some people, like I have a really close friend, he will only probably work with me instead of just go into the organization, into that list. And then, you know, it's just, he would work, might work different than if he has friends that are willing to be like, are in big companies that are willing to donate into an organization. It's a little bit more different.
Yeah. We'll find a way. You know, there's obviously multiple ways, and they can actually come in as anonymous as well, on the website.
Okay, thank you.
I also had one thing. If you go can scroll down, Jennifer, please, towards the members. Okay, yes. There is one paragraph that I am very excited about. I know, Ismail, probably you know which paragraph it is. It says we will choose the stakeholder community members based on people's skills, but the last sentence is what I am most excited about. We will also consider having non-board volunteers as members of the committees. I think that there is a lot of talented people out there. We have a small board. We can't do it all. We need to extend to our network to bring in talent, skills, bring in people into these committees to help us do the heavy lifting. So I like to start working on who we can bring on as committee members to this committee. I have some ideas, you already know. So we'll move forward with that and continue our efforts in recruiting those people to become voting, but non-board volunteers of these committees so that they can help us do all this work.
Yeah, I knew exactly where you were going with that, Dr. Apanow. And I'm also excited about that piece because, I mean, and not necessarily specifically only for the development fundraising portion, but obviously for like the advocacy pieces for, you know, being able to, again, I think the work that we do outside the walls of our schools is so critically important as we move forward as an organization to be able to really connect with our communities. And part of doing that is the advocacy work, the parent work we do, the development work, it's everything. So it's all inclusive. We can bring in folks that could be almost like a quasi advisory committee, right?
Yes. It doesn't have to be one people, right? We can bring one people to help with certain aspect of the committee, another volunteer to help with certain aspect of the committee. Yeah. But I think given all the focus of this committee, I think this has become the most critical committees of all. I feel that way.
Have we set up a who's going to be the chairman? Is it the same? Is it Ms. Gonzalez for the development committee as well?
Ms. Gordovic, it's all encompassed in one committee. So that was part of the conversation. Development and stakeholders.
Okay, that's right. Okay.
I'm happy to work under Diane. Yeah. Thank you, Diane, for leading this effort.
Yes.
So this is Alfredo. So good evening, board members. Good evening, Magnolia family. So first of all, happy Charter School Week. Happy Feliz Dia de las Madres in Latin America, including Mexico. And obviously Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month. So quite a bit of celebration happening in May. But yes, Dr. Yapanel is right. This is probably one of the most important boards, because one thing that we didn't mention here, but this committee is closely aligned to our portrait of the graduate work, which are set our strategic direction for the next 3 to 5 years, right? And with that, this is the information that we broadcast to the entire world, right? We say in the next 3 to 5 years, Magnolia is going to accomplish A, B, C, D, E, and we need your help to do this, right? Which means it comes with an annual report of what our strategic direction looks like, what our destination will be from 3 years to 5 years from now. And then people will say, yes, I want to contribute to ensuring that there's more college graduates going into the STEM fields. I want to ensure there's more students are contributing to the global society as educated members of Magnolia. So it's really nice to have this committee really be a part of that work and set that direction, right? Because not only are you vetting to see if the scales we bring for you for teachers, non-classroom academic based positions, but you know, salaries of the leaders, if that's in alignment with our mission, but you're also saying, yes, are we meeting our goals? Are we meeting our fundraising goals? Are we meeting our outcomes for the organization? So yes, you will play a big role. And I'm definitely very excited because again, I do believe that COVID has, you know, taught us many things. And one of the things it allows us to do is really take on things from a different lens and reimagine, reinvent ourselves. And this committee will be in charge of trying to get more resources to help us look at things and do things a little differently, but to do it again in the interest of our students and families. So thank you, but I'm very excited as well. And you guys will start to see what that portrait of a graduate looks like at the end of June. You will see some of the strategic direction. You'll be able to give input into the strategic direction of MPS for the next 3 to 5 years. So all that work, again, it'll be nice when it's put in a nice little, you know, 2-pager, 3-pager for people to see, to feel, and be able to say yes. Because again, when someone makes a contribution, they have to see where that money is going and towards what purpose, right? And you have to have that for them to look at and feel and be able to absorb. So thank you.
Any further questions or comments from the members of our board? Perfect. If there's no further questions or comments, the motion is to recommend approval of the creation of the new Development and Stakeholder Committee, a revised version of the Stakeholders and Community Engagement Committee that will now include development as a key function. The committee members will remain the same, and they include Dr. Umit Yapanel, Ms. Diane Gonzalez, current chair, Ms. Sandra Cubarubias, and Mikhail Mohamedov as the alternate. The revised committee would support the major areas of the MPS Home Office, Development and Communications Department, including development, communications, stakeholder surveys, advocacy, and parent and community engagement, in addition to the personnel items.
I'd like to move it. This is one of the most exciting moves I've made throughout my school board career.
Thank you, Dr. Yapanel, for moving. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. I'll now take roll call vote. Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Dr. Yapanel?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubia?
Yes.
Thank you to our board members. The motion carries. And that concludes all of our items for today's agenda. With that, we can adjourn the meeting. Ms. Gonzalez, can you adjourn the meeting? The time is 6:31 p.m.
At 6:31 p.m., I would like to close and adjourn our stakeholders meeting for this evening. And I will see you all at our board meeting on Thursday evening. Have a great evening.
Goodbye, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
God bless you.
Thank you, everyone. Have a pleasant evening. Take care. Bye-bye.